Welcome to the Small Batch edition of Pop Culture Happy Hour, our roundtable podcast about what we're watching, reading, and listening to. I'm Linda Holmes. I'm the editor of NPR's pop culture and entertainment blog, Monkey See, and I'm here in the studio with Stephen Thompson of NPR Music. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Linda.
Well, you know, the VMAs, the Video Music Awards on MTV, were Sunday night. We are here together on Monday because, as I said on Twitter yesterday, the VMAs are Stephen and Linda's weird holiday in that we always find ourselves here talking about the VMAs. There's plenty to talk about from last night. You know, some of the major events included hosting from Miley Cyrus.
Sure.
Quite an epic speech from Kanye West.
13 minutes.
When he received the Video Vanguard Award. Some sort of back and forth, either fake or real, fighting between Nicki Minaj and Miley Cyrus. And
either fake or real,
exactly,
making up
with Taylor Swift. The opening performance was Nicki Minaj. I don't know about you, Stephen, but I am always happy to see a Nicki Minaj performance at something like this.
As I've said before about Nicki Minaj is an artist who is genuinely provocative.
Right.
And that the root word of provocative is provoke, and that she is somebody who is making statements on a number of levels, and sometimes it seems very, very, very simple, and sometimes you pull back, and it's very, very, very complex.
Right.
And it's what makes her so interesting and such a compelling performer and such a compelling figure at awards shows, because she is a perfect foil for some of the emptier provocation that
right.
goes on, particularly at the VMAs.
That's a great point.
And the VMAs in general are always feel, especially now, like they're 49% trolling us,
yeah,
give or take 2%.
Yeah.
The degree to which we're supposed to take any of this particularly seriously, like Kanye West is not running for president. You
yeah.
and I have been talking about this.
Right. Or if he is running for president, we can talk about it 3 years from now.
Right.
At this point, that is not even being distracted by a shiny object. That is being distracted by a guy saying, I have a shiny object. It's behind my back. And in 3 years, I will show it to you.
Right.
That's what it is. It's not even a current shiny object. So let's not, would be my
well,
feeling.
Well, yeah. And you also made the point, like, he says he's running for president. He also said he was a millennial.
That's true. So in this speech, and I think we should talk about this a little bit, in this speech, he gets up to accept this award and they had Taylor Swift present it to
right.
him. So she is sort of making gentle Taylor Swifty, I'm friends with everyone jokes
right.
about this having happened. He gets up there and it's evident that he feels, and I do, again, you know, you said it, who knows what's real and what's not real. You're a little bit through the looking glass with all this stuff.
Right.
But I do think he has some very conflicted feelings about how he's supposed to feel about having done that. I don't think he regrets it. I think
right.
he still thinks he was right. He took the opportunity to say, also, I could have done the same thing at the Grammys one time, basically, calling out a Justin Timberlake record that he felt should have won Album of the Year. So it's kind of, it started out like regret and then it turned into, but actually, I did the right thing and I still believe all that stuff.
Well, and it's such Kanye West. It's like, I understand why people are, you know, we're mad, but also I'm great.
Right, exactly.
And also I'm sticking up for artists.
And that
and also,
conflict, I think that conflict is fundamental to him and really interesting. Like,
yeah.
it's that's the stuff that's interesting in that speech, is trying to figure out, I think there's some real stuff in there. And
yeah.
when he gets up there and starts talking about how MTV heavily promoted the fact that Taylor Swift was
yeah.
going to give this award to him, as he said it, like, to kind of give them more ratings. Somebody like Kanye West talking about how much he resents the machinations of the industry
mm-hmm.
is really interesting, because
yeah.
he's the master of the industry,
sure.
right? He's the master of all that stuff.
I will happily listen to Kanye West barfing out self-contradictory sincerity
right.
all night over Rebel Wilson.
Oh, boy.
Deciding that, as you said, I think your tweet was, optics?
Yeah.
She was presenting Best Hip-Hop Video,
mm-hmm.
but started off with a shtick where she's wearing, like, and I like how they were bleeping all the profanities, but she has
mm-hmm.
a gigantic F-bomb
mm-hmm.
across her shirt. It's like, F
stripper
the
police?
Stripper police,
mm-hmm.
and the whole thing is, like, strippers who dress as police, but it's like, kind of making light of police brutality.
It was a riff on all the stuff about people being concerned about the behavior of police, and it was kind of shocking to me that it made it through whatever their process is.
Wow. It was very unnerving, a lot of the racial dynamics.
It was uncomfortable and tin-eared and weird. And to get a little bit into the Miley Cyrus angle, I think what strikes me about her is that everything she does is so effortful and
yeah.
and feels so labored. And I think mm-hmm. The funny thing is I'm often inclined to defend her in the sense that she's been subject, I think, to a lot of distasteful talk that about sort of her being trashy in a way that I find very uncomfortable. Yeah. She's also a better singer than I think she's usually given credit for being.
If you haven't seen her version of We Can't Stop performed with Jimmy Fallon and the Roots, Google it.
Yes. I have been inclined to defend her in some circumstances, but boy, then she does something like this and makes it really hard. I can't think of something that I have found as labored on an award show as her obsession with talking about smoking weed. Like, this is still, like, where she's getting her rebel cachet from.
Right.
Like, there has been kind of a mainstreaming of pot smoking that's been going on in pop culture where you really don't get a lot anymore out of being like, I smoke weed. Like, yes, I get it. And when you have a bunch of, like, mainstream journalists on Twitter being like, you smoke pot, I get it. Like, it's you've kind of turned a certain corner.
When you're talking about effortful, it actually ties into some of the stuff with appropriation where a lot of what she's doing is so easy. It's a lot of, like, I am projecting this incredible transgressiveness, you know, by twerking.
And hanging out with Snoop. In a pre-taped bit.
Smoking pot is the easy part.
Yeah. Right. No, totally. You know? Of anything.
Of pretty much anything you do.
Of pretty much anything. The same way that I think the least interesting thing that Kanye West does is say he's running for president. Mm-hmm. The least interesting thing about her is that effortful transgressiveness. Like, the things that are more interesting about her are the things that feel like they're authentically her. There are times when I feel like you are getting a look at a person who really does feel like she wants to be her own artist and her own figure, whatever. And then there are moments where you just feel like she's working so hard.
Yeah.
I yesterday sat down and was actually watching some of the music videos that were potentially going to be honored at the Video Music Awards. And when I watched the nominees for Video of the Year, there's a Beyoncé video that's basically an Instagram aesthetic, which I think is really
cool. That's a great video.
That's a great video. If you haven't watched the Kendrick Lamar video that was nominated, it's upsetting. It's sort of devastating. It's also got a gorgeous black and white aesthetic that I could not stop staring at. It's it's so striking. And then you have this Ed Sheeran video. But, like, look, I have nothing, really, truly, I have nothing against Ed Sheeran. I have nothing against, like, a nice John Mayer-y ballad. Sure. But
his music is just a vapor.
But the video, for real,
so boring.
Is like a professional woman ballroom dancer basically dancing around him in a way that reminds me enormously of when Tucker Carlson was on Dancing with the Stars. Like, it's the same thing. He's mostly standing around and occasionally waving his arms, and she's dancing around him. It's not great. And the winner was the Bad Blood video.
Was the Taylor Swift.
We should talk a little bit about winners.
But first, I definitely had that feeling of, like, we are burying the lead in this fight between Taylor Swift and Nicki Minaj. What everybody should be mad about is that Ed Sheeran was nominated. Anaconda should have been nominated. Ed Sheeran should not have.
Right.
But
exactly.
Several things actually won trophies. This was some sort of awards show. Most of the major ones went to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
The awards are, like, the last thing that people remember. I think I'm done with these VMAs.
All right. Well, full episodes of Pop Culture Happy Hour are available every Friday at npr.org or through your favorite podcast provider or on iTunes. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you, Linda.